My name is Jack Mapanji. I come from Malawi. I live in England in exile. I'm a poet and linguist. In 1987, Dr. Hastings Kamuzu Banda, life president of Malawi, put me in prison. He did not charge me. He did not try me. And I stayed in prison for 3 years, 7 months, and 16 days. It's a horrid thing. The cell was stinking. It had a bucket for night ablution. There were mosquitoes in the little cell. I had two or three rags of blanket, and I slept on the floor, and the floor was dirty and dusty. The cement was cold. As a writer, I just develop strategies for writing poems and short stories or little discussions in my head, little lectures to remind myself of what I was once upon a time. The idea is that we were not allowed to read anything. There was no library in Mikuyu prison, no radio, and no newspapers were allowed. You woke up every day looking at the walls and looking at your friends and telling the same stories again and again, and sometimes twisting the story. A certain sense of solidarity developed where you know that the story he is telling me, he has also told me before, but you're polite enough to let him tell it because he needs the audience and you need something else. But more importantly, we developed laughter as a way of surviving. You laugh at yourself. What have you done? Laugh at humanity. Laugh at Dr. Banda, at all his cronies who have put you in prison, and you wonder what it is that they're doing now. They must be happy that you are in prison now. One of the things that we were not allowed to do is we were not allowed to exercise, but we had to have a bath. In order to have a shower or a bath, we need to sweat or give them the indication that we were stinking, and then they can take us to the next set of cells where there were showers and so on, communal showers. Occasionally, one of the things we used to do was to start skipping on one spot without rope, because rope was not allowed. And so skipping without rope, or skipping without ropes, was one of the earliest poems that I wrote, and I actually kept it in my head. I will skip without your rope, since you say I should not. I cannot borrow your son's skipping rope to exercise my limbs. Watch. Watch me skip without your rope. Watch me skip with my hope. I will. At 7, I do. Will skip. At 10, 11, I'll skip without, skip within, and skip I do without your rope, but with my hope. I'll fight your rope, your ruse, your hope, as your sparrow does under your supervision. Guards! Take us for the shower. The food was horrible, and the porridge came with maggots at top. I remember Alex Mataka, the Mozambican friend, when I first arrived, I was unable. I just puked. I was unable to eat the porridge. But Alex Mataka told me, he says, Doc, he used to call me Doc. Doc, I tell you this, the rules for survival in this prison. For taking this porridge, first, you close your eyes, close your nose, and just sip the thing. Don't chew, just swallow. And you need to survive. The thing is horrid, but you must eat. Because if you don't eat, you'll get ill. And you get ill, you'll die. Your death here is victory for them.